Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm really excited to give to you this Valentine's Day, my relationship masterclass on podcast. Some of it may or may not make sense because it will refer to some of the images and the pictures. However, many of you have asked for this and I'm sharing it with you to help you and support you. Hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you would like to watch the real audio with the slides, then do go to my website and you can download the Relationship Masterclass for free. From my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing day ahead. And there's going to be a lot more happening in the Facebook group for Valentine's. So do join both the Relationship Facebook group, Relationship Tips and Advice with Nicola Beer, and the Vanana Dance Party Facebook group for some libido boosting, relationship fun, romantic dancing. And it's freestyle dancing. You can have your camera on or off, hoping you can join us. Loads of love. Bye. Hi, and welcome to this training on how to save a relationship on the brink of ending without getting into more arguments, switching off, or without full closure, knowing clearly whether it could have worked or not, and knowing that you've done everything you can to gain that clarity. So most couples are struggling with a lack of communication. Either they are not talking to each other, giving the silent treatment, talking, but only about mundane things like bills, activities, or just saying the pleasantries, hi, bye, thank you, and that's about it. Or they are bickering rather than communicating. It's a really difficult space to be in because both parties are hurting themselves and the relationship in the process. And many feel unseen and unheard, like they're talking to a brick wall when they are speaking to their partner and not really being listened to at all. And this creates more situations of broken trust. As some have shared more than once what they really need, and the lack of action on what they need has led them to feel frustrated and unloved. There are sadly many incidents of cheating in various different forms. This inevitably leads to hurt, distrust, insecurities, and fears in the relationship with each other. The disconnection, poor communication, and broken trust in the relationship can also cause a lack of intimacy. So no sex life, no closeness with each other, no affection even. And that can keep pushing a couple further and further apart. The lack of connection causes further conflict and can get so much harder not to argue. Even when children are around, it can be difficult to hold back. Many don't know why, but these angry outbursts happen and they cause more and more pain emotionally and mentally. And so maybe you're wondering right now what to do. Not wanting to break up or be alone, you want the relationship life you dreamed of at the beginning. But you sometimes feel that it would be easier to be single on your own. You're really not sure. Maybe you're confused about that because it's such a huge decision to make in your life and you're just not sure what to do or what's really going on. And maybe you've even thought about getting a divorce or separating. Maybe you're going through that process or the end of the relationship has been brought up by one of you. Well, if any of these things or situations I've shared are resonating with you, then it can feel like a pressure cooker about to explode into a nuclear fallout, into this massive explosion that can really destroy everything around it. And if these are not fixed, it can cause serious issues. Financially, it can impact the whole household because it's difficult to focus on work or to be as motivated. The career prospects, promotions, business flow can really start to be damaged. Maybe you're not showing up at work as much, or maybe you've got a business and you're not motivated enough in that because you're emotionally drained, because things are not going right in your relationship. Or if you're a full-time parent, maybe you're not your best with the children, snapping or just feeling exhausted all the time. The disrupted sleep and emotional roller coaster can cause a situation where most people are getting depressed and upset and in emotional pain. And that can lead to more unhealthy habits to escape, using cigarettes, alcohol, food, medication, TV, workaholism, or spending sprees to numb out, to not feel, to not think, which causes problems, of course. And then this creates a lack of time, because time is literally floating away. No meaningful memories, little happiness. Time is wasted. It's so sad because we only have so much time on this earth, and many are just making it go away, going through the motions, unhappy. Like blowing the enjoyment away, blowing it out of the window, down the drain. Days, weeks, months, even years gone down the drain. Time disappears, like it's just nothing. And many realize that they get 10 to 25 years down the line, and they've wasted all of that time, leaving a mediocre life in a mediocre or unhealthy, unhappy relationship. So yes, there's hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And if you said yes to any of these things, they are symptoms of the mistakes that most couples are making. The four biggest mistakes that most couples are making in trying to fix the relationship are, first, talking over problems. Now, many are trying to fix their relationship using the same level of thinking which really got them there. They have tried to talk to their partner about the issues without first building a connection. They may even study communication skills, but find it hard because this enables them to fight more effectively with their partner. In some instances, these improved skills of communication can be more damaging than helpful. And this is really causing many couples to go further and further, spiraling into negative states. Or the second bigger mistake is that many are watching or listening to YouTube or podcasts only, or seeking traditional marriage counsellors, which give unhelpful advice, from talk about all of your problems to have no contact after you've separated, both a disaster. So they end up worse off or in divorce. And what most people think the actual solution is actually causing more pain and confusion. Couples pay, go to see a counsellor. They get fixated on the problems, drag up the events months and years ago that happened. The past hurts, those are painful times. They're all brought to the surface. The resentments and the negative thoughts are all shared. This, of course, puts you into a negative state of where you were. And this is what kills it. There are repeat sessions, more distance created, often leaving them feel utterly hopeless and unhappy with their relationship, and no solutions to save it. This causes damage to self-esteem and the couple talking over the past hurts. Plus, no one ever saved their relationship by talking. You cannot talk someone into your way of thinking or feeling. It needs more than this. The third biggest mistake is giving up the relationship and regretting it later. Shockingly, 50% of divorcees regret the breakup. That's a massive consequence to giving up in the relationship too early. Giving up on your dreams and long-term happiness. How can I say that? Well, because of this study. Shockingly, 50% of people who get divorced regret the breakup a year later. Researchers who studied divorcees a year later found that after the dust is settled, 54% experienced second thoughts about why they had made that decision and question whether they made the right decision, many realizing that they still love their ex-partner. For some, the regrets have been so severe that 42% have moments where they've considered giving the relationship another go, with a large percentage of actually making the effort to try again. Sadly for them, 79% fail to win the husband or wife back after the divorce and end up regretting the past and wishing they had saved it when they could. Google it later if you like. It's a really fascinating study. And I just couldn't believe that a whole year later, 54% were questioning what they had done. The fourth big mistake is staying stuck in uncertainty or hoping with time that things will get better. There are many people who stay stuck in relationship in no man's land, observing their own life and relationship like an observer, who don't have any feelings anymore because they've become numb. Numb to the relationship, numb to their partner. They just don't feel anything, or they can't accept any love or appreciation being given to them, where they're stuck in their head, overanalyzing everything, changing their mind back and forth, with every small event that happens. They're drained. They're analyzing so much that they're not truly experiencing what life has to offer, because they're in their head the whole time, like a prison. Sometimes they may even put themselves through the mental torture of writing out a list of pros and cons, which is pointless. It's a pointless soul-destroying exercise, as you cannot compare all of your relationship history with an unknown future. How can you possibly know what to weigh? How can you possibly know what it may be like in the future if you work on the relationship or if you leave? This really causes so many people to stay stuck in anguish. So if you're currently trying any of these four right now and things are not amazing between you and your partner, I've got some good news for you. These are not the real problem. Because the real problem is that everyone is trying to fix a relationship when what you really have to do is create a new relationship by revitalizing the love process. So what it's kind of like is trying to fix a broken pot. Right now, the relationship may be like a china pot. Lots of fragmented pieces, broken. And they're all over the place, these pieces. And none of them are connected and all together. And once you revitalize your love process and connection between you, we create this golden vessel of love that can really stand the test of time and be strong, and you can carry everything inside of that strong vessel. And that's what happens when we revitalize the love process. We turn it from the broken, fragmented pieces into this brand new gold vessel that will enable you to both carry each other and live with each other in a great, loving way, smiling, happy, and fulfilled. Today, as you watch this short video, you're going to learn the only way to open the lines of communication so that you can both talk without causing conflict or switching off, how to avoid talking about past wrongs and re-establish your power as an individual, become the most attractive and best version of yourself, the fastest way to heal past wounds so your partner opens up to you without them having to be involved in the change process at all. Restoring intimacy won't happen until you understand and use the RRR process. And now to create a new relationship that's better than when you first got together. A bit like what Honra did here. She said that this has really helped her to clarify her perspective. When she came to me, she was really struggling at the time with whether to give her man another chance, after he lied to her several times about different things. She was doing this, that and the other, trying to fix it from a Google search. And after going through the revitalizing the love process, she is now really happy with the relationship and her decision to stay. Or Emily here, who says that she was experiencing many issues in the relationship and through applying the guidance was able to get the best out of her marriage. The steps helped her to positively change her perspective and she now has peace of mind. Or Lindsay, whose wife was completely disconnected, didn't even want to be touched or spend any alone time with him. Due to the process, they are now in a much better place where they're making exciting plans for the future and enjoying each other's company and intimacy again. So hi, I'm Nicola Beer, and after 12 years of helping thousands of clients to save their relationships, I've become an international bestseller on Amazon, in all these different books, and I've been featured in different publications, as you can see here. But it wasn't always like this for me. I really struggled with my relationships. I was at a real low point in my life where me and my partner were not connecting at all. We were sleeping in separate bedrooms and more like flatmates than lovers. I felt really lonely and completely depressed, like the lines of communication had been completely severed. We were only making small talk, and I started turning to work, alcohol, and exercise to fill the massive void I was feeling. It was like we were both stuck in the middle of this brick wall. And it wasn't until I discovered what I'm about to share with you today about the revitalizing the love process did things really start to change for me, and my relationship from then on started to improve. I was filled instead with a deep sense of love and connection. I never lost my power to the past and negativity. And that's why I created the RRR method to help you to create a new relationship that's better than when you first got together without wasting time talking over past problems. So the first step is to reset the vision and to stop talking about your old problems. What most people are trying to do is talk about their own problems. And what happens is it's kind of like you're talking to a brick wall. It's not getting through. No one's hearing you. No one's hearing what you're saying on both sides of the equation. And it's just not landing for each other. And both of you feel unseen, unheard, and disregarded. And what happens with this is it keeps you stuck in a low vibe, negative state. You feel drained and tired. Small things become mountains. And you wonder whether you are with the wrong person, or maybe you're the wrong person. It means something's wrong about you. Angry outbursts or the silent treatment will continue to crush your happiness. It's like living with a roommate that irritates you. And life can start feeling like a flat tire, unable to move forward without any hope of being fixed. So what do you really have to do to revitalize the love process? We need to reset the vision by uncovering authentic needs and rules of connection and taking action to recommit, showing each other that you care about those shared experiences and take action. And what it's a bit like is, it's a bit like you're both redesigning where you really want to go and coming together and reconnecting on all of those things and really allowing each other to express what they want, the changes and the actions they want to see. And the best place to do this is to start by writing everything down that you truly want and not with the other person. It's important first to have both that individual space and time to do that for yourself. Give yourself that gift. And what it's kind of like is, it's like you're designing and creating a map. Together a map of where you want to go individually and both together. And this really allows you to start pulling yourself into that new vision of reality together. And then with all the goals and dreams, it requires action steps. What people find happens is when the relationship is on the brink of ending, it's because you both lost sight on the steps to get to your vision. Or you stop planning or thinking about what you really want to experience together and individually in the relationship. And maybe you held back, stopped taking action, stopped showing love. And once you do this, you get into the top listed actions that you both need, and you'll be working towards a shared vision that will make you feel loved, valued, and happy, giving both you the power to walk that path together. The bickering over small things will stop,
and you will start talking about what matters, the present and the future, giving each other what you both want, and you'll notice them interested in you again, giving you attention, making you feel noticed and special, like a team again. The sex life will be more passionate and satisfying. The new energy will make you feel secure and at peace without worrying that these things might get worse again. The changes will last as you have that vision with supporting actions. A bit like Avrom here, who was extremely unhappy with his marriage. The most difficult part was the lack of closeness in the marriage, and they were also under a lot of financial stress. And the biggest lesson that he learned was that he could really design his life by creating that new vision and allowing him to really step into what he wants and allowing his wife to also step into what she wants and then to both walk that path united. The first step is to reset the vision and stop talking over past problems. So what's the next shift to help you create a new relationship that's better than what you're going through right now? That's better even than the beginning of your relationship. Well, the second shift is to release and clear resentment, which is the energy drain that's blocking you from happiness. And what most people do is brush things under the carpet. Any disagreements, anything that they don't want to see or discuss, they just brush it all under the carpet and don't talk about it. And so don't get to the root of the problem. And what happens is that you feel heavy. It's a bit like you're carrying all of this baggage to the airport and you're trying to travel somewhere, but you have to carry all of this heavy baggage, the anger, frustration, fear, disappointment, sadness, guilt, around with you. And what this does is it causes the resentment to really build up inside. And the resentment is like a form of anger. But it's worse than anger because it stays inside you, inside your mind and body. And studies have shown that anger really increases your risk of stroke. And anger held inside or erupted into angry outbursts can cause a lot of blood clots in the brain. And it's been scientifically proven, unfortunately, that it's toxic for us. And it also creates a mess in your immune system because when you feel this pent-up anger and resentment, it can really cause a dip in the levels of your antibodies and you will easily pick up the common colds, flus, stomach bugs, or just feel run down and weak. Anger problems also make anxiety worse. So if you're a worrier, it's important to note that anxiety and anger go hand in hand. In fact, in 2012, a study in the Journal of Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, researchers found that anger can exaggerate symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder, and anger is also closely linked to depression. Unresolved resentment can lead to upset and depression around certain activities, they concluded. So resentment and negative emotions can really create situations where small things become mountains and insecurities can really plague you day and night. And you'll feel stronger distance between you and what you really want. You won't feel love even if you're giving it, even if they're giving it to you, because your heart is blocked. You've created a wall and you feel weighed down by doubts, frustrations and fears. You could also be at risk of having health problems and heart issues, as I've already mentioned, and you'll have this low energy, low enthusiasm. Day by day, you'll become more negative and act in ways that you don't like. Instead of your home being a sanctuary, you will want to escape it or dread coming home. So what do you really have to do to fix these things? What you really have to do is to revitalize the love process. Well, what we have to do is release, to be free by coming aware of the baggage that you have and letting it go. You have the power to let it go, and some may require actions by you or by your partner to let them go, especially if they're happening now, and some you will just be able to let go using a special clearing process. What works best is this three-step process I've created. The first step is to release and be free. The first step is to be aware. We need to be like a detective and shine a light on those different feelings and thoughts that we personally are carrying and holding on to. And our partner ideally will do the same at the same time or at some point down the line. This is an individual process, and with my clients, I go deeper on these steps to really to help them make that shift quickly in their lives. After seeing it clearly, we then make a decision to either let it go or to create and ask for change in the relationship so it can be fully released. And with that change, something in us completely shifts and we will see it like a domino effect. It will create a shift in our partner. And this is kind of like you've been a caged bird in this emotional state of prison where you haven't been able to be free to be yourself and to be the caring, thoughtful person, loving person you really are deep down. You haven't been able to express who you are and who you want to be and what you want in a calm way. And it's kind of like you've been set free and you're above that now. The old ways of being are behind you and you can now fly away and go wherever you want to go, free to express and free to be who you are, free from the chains of resentments and the chains of the past. And when you do release to be free, you're going to feel happier, more aligned, closer, like a team rather than two individuals coexisting together. And you will have removed any distance or coldness because you don't even need to say anything if you're carrying resentment. Your partner can see it on your face, feel it in your body language, and that negativity. So when you do change and make that shift, they will too. And you'll move past the I love you, but I'm not in love with you stage in the relationship because you will have come back to your own central feeling of being free. That central feeling will create a ripple effect with your partner and you're going to feel trust and a sense of togetherness return because you now easily trust them because you can feel their love and see it. A bit like this client success story here. And when they did the releasing of negative thoughts and resentment, they felt like a new person, no longer getting annoyed time and time again. It improved their communication and they managed to stop winding each other up. Now there is trust. His wife has completely stopped checking up on him because without the baggage in the way, they feel happy and connected. Something that was missing for years. This is what really happens when you use the second step in the RRR method, release to be free. Or a bit like Lynn here, who was at the point of depression, dealing with her partner's cheating and addiction issues. The hurt and resentment was understandably high. She now genuinely feels so lucky that she's found a way to release. They've created a better relationship, more closeness in communication through letting go of the baggage. That second step of this process is release to clear the resentment, the energy drain, blocking them both from happiness. So what's the next shift? We've done the first two in the RRR method, and now we're on to the third step. The third shift is to re-establish love, communication, and watch your partner change overnight. So many couples experience the passive-aggressive, silent treatment in their relationship. They would have a fallout, and then both don't want to talk to each other at all. They shut down and shut off. And this creates further feelings of frustration and anger towards each other because it creates tension in the home. It's not a good feeling or situation not talking to each other. Then there are many more that have angry outbursts where they lose their temper and say really hurtful things or get so mad that they throw things around in a fit of anger or shout until they're red in the face. Other couples find themselves stuck in the rut of constant bickering or blaming. When this happens, it's like the lightning has just sparked again over the couple and house. And the fighting happens for almost no reason. It becomes a bad habit the couple are sucked into. If you don't use the love communication, you're going to be stuck trying to resolve your problems using outdated, old communication tools. You're trying to make a change by talking to them, but it will fall on deaf ears and you'll fall into a deep sense of loneliness if you don't fix this love communication point. So what you really have to do to revitalize the love process. You must re-establish love communication by learning the 25 principles of communication and how mirroring works. It's very important that you understand what mirroring is, and this is really one of the key defining moments that you're going to make in shifting your relationship, taking it to a completely different level. So mirroring is a scientifically proven situation where we watch others doing or feeling something and the neurons fire in our brains that would fire as if we were taking our action or having that feeling ourselves. These neurons are referred to as mirror neurons and they fire to reflect the actions and feelings of others. So what does this really mean? The great Gandhi said, "Be the change that you want to see in the world." And this really actually defines what mirroring creates and what mirroring is. So if we're taking positive actions and we're being in a loving space ourselves and communicating from that space and taking very necessary and deliberate conscious actions to create a good behaviour, our partner will mirror back our actions and our behaviours, and they will find it hard not to do so because it's scientifically proven that mirroring is what creates positive action and positive change. Just like Gandhi says, be the change that we want to see. So to re-establish the love communication, we've got to first learn those 25 communication principles. We've got to learn them. We've got to understand how to communicate in a new, loving way so that you're conscious of that. Then we've got to start living from that space, from those principles. When we live from the law of communication in every action, when we learn how to communicate in a loving, forward-focused, supportive way, without desperation or neediness, then we have the power to create a change in the other person. Your actions and words will change their actions and words, and this is the reason why I've had the privilege of seeing hundreds of men and women save their marriage on their own. And this is how you can have such a great influence. You can see them change without having to beg, threaten, or even ask. And that's where you're going to see them change. The way that we respond to different things will allow them to change internally. And through this process of mirroring, major shifts will be made. It's kind of like you're going from version 1.0 of yourself to version 2.0 through the new skills of communication, new ways of being that will create this ripple effect within your partner and within your life that will make them change with you. So once you use this, both in the same way, you will find that you are talking and enjoying each other's company again. You will experience an effortless conversation that comes from love, empathy, and respect. And you'll have compassion and more emotional support as a result of being able to share freely. And you'll have the tools to de-escalate arguments before they erupt and you say horrible, hurtful things that cause lasting damage and disrespect, so that you instead can have meaningful, engaging, loving conversations. Like this woman I worked with, her husband was aggressive and she couldn't stand it any longer. He would shout, kick doors, throw the phone, swear. She applied the steps and saved her marriage single-handedly. At first she was reluctant to join because she felt, why should it be me to save the relationship when it's his behaviour that is causing so much damage? But deep down, she loved him. She didn't believe in divorce and she didn't want her children to come from a broken home. So doing the programme was her last resort. She felt if this didn't work, she could honestly say to her children, to herself, that she had done her best. You truly can change a relationship when you use this re-establishment of love communication. So this is the RRR method to create a new relationship that's better than when you first got together. The first step in this is to reset that vision and take loving actions towards making it happen. We're going to stop talking about the old problems or current problems and reset that vision. The actions will help you to become closer and feel connected, which is essential for affection, intimacy, and that in love feeling. And when you take time out and really tune in to what you need and start giving you and your relationship this, It will truly come alive. You'll feel alive. The next step is to release and clear resentment and any negative thinking about the relationship or each other. Emotional and mental baggage can easily build up where we are not reacting to events that are happening. We are bringing the past into it. It's essential to release this for lasting happiness. And when we do, we feel lighter, freer, like this free bird again. That's really going to bring you back to this blissful peace with yourself and with your partner. And from this passion and closeness can really grow. Then we've got to re-establish the love communication and use those 25 principles where we use mirroring to re-establish those actions that we want to see within our partner and within ourselves. And the results is this new, very strong vessel of love that you both can enjoy and both can experience a great life through. So that's how we're going to revitalize the love process from this broken piece of china with the fragmented parts, the poor communication, lack of intimacy, broken trust, angry outbursts, financial problems, addictive behaviors, and the other different things that are happening into this transformed, beautiful, beautiful, strong new vessel of love that is able to stand the test of time and be able to be revitalized into this new loving situation. And that's how we're going to create this new happy relationship. A bit like the client success story of Christy and Zach. They were struggling to make each other happy. Christy wanted Zach to drink less alcohol and help out more with their two boys. Zach wanted Christy to be more affectionate, intimate and loving in the way that she was and the way that she spoke to him. Micro cheating, sexting had taken place, and that's when they came to me. They were barely communicating, and for the sake of their boys and the special history that they had together over 15 years, they felt that they owed it to each other to give it one last try. Through this process, they have created a new relationship where they are laughing, having fun all the time. They are best friends and lovers, and the whole family is much happier without the old tension and stress in the house. So let's recap. The only way shared with you today of how to open those lines of communication so that you can both talk without causing conflict, how to avoid talking about past wrongs and re-establish your power as an individual, become the most attractive and best version of yourself, how to talk so your partner opens up and is warm to you, and why restoring intimacy won't happen until you understand and use the RRR process. And these things together will enable you to create that new relationship that is better than when you even first got together. But now you have two choices. The first choice is to keep doing what you're doing, talking over past problems, staying stuck inside endless arguments that won't help either of you, staying confused as to what you really want. Should I stay? Should I go? Or spending way too long in low energetic states that demotivate you. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. But there is another option. The other option is to take the step towards freedom, where you say, I'm sick of my relationship keeping me down, or I'm tired of being in limbo, or I'm fed up of waiting for time to change things. You are in control of your life. The people in this webinar all decided that their dreams they had are possible. And they were sick and tired of not having the relationship or marriage that they really wanted and made a choice to make a change, to act. Decide now that you can do this. There has never been a better time to pick abundance, not lack. Choose to say yes to yourself. Yes, I can do this. Anything is possible with a proven system and shift in action. So today I've created this for you, Relationship Revitalizer Call. If you decide that you want to make a change for freedom, you want to make a stand towards what you want in your relationship and with your life, then I've created this special Relationship Revitalizer session. Over the next 48 hours, I've set aside some time to talk to you to see if I can help you. We will talk for roughly around 30 minutes to map out an action plan for you to use the strategies and the methods of the RRR method that's been used with thousands of couples all over the world to really get your relationship back into harmony and back into a loving, happy, positive place. You'll find new insights to get you into the communication and harmony straight away. If you want help, and I'm 100% sure I can help you, I may invite you to become a client, but there's absolutely no guarantee that I'll make that invitation. And of course, zero pressure to do anything if I do. This is really up to you. It's your life, your relationship, and it's something that we can decide right then and there on that call. A bit like Chris here, who came to one of these calls. He took advantage of the 30-minute free call and was engaged instantly by my genuine desire to help him. And he joined and jumped into the program, and it really helped him to address his fears, concerns and resentments, and really help him to change his marriage with his gorgeous wife. He seems positive because he saw positive changes even during the challenging conversations. So why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I have a real strong desire to constantly help couples all over the world. I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and never a day passes where I don't enjoy serving couples and really helping to make that change. Why? Because I know that you can make that change. I've done it with hundreds of couples all over the world, and I know it can really feel awful right now for you. But I know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's why I'm doing this today. And maybe you know this already about me, but I came from a broken family, and it was horrible seeing my parents fight with no affection, love and connection. So if you want this free relationship revitalizer call, go to nicolabeer.com/apply. Go right now and click on the below or type in that URL so you can go and book yourself on one of those calls. I do get a lot of people booking these calls, so spaces are very limited and offered on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you do want one of these calls, then please go to that link right now and book your call before it's too late or before all of the call slots get booked up. So what would it feel like if you're on a date night and you could feel that loving spark from their eyes, the way they look at you, where you feel loved, valued and special, where you can feel the desire from their eyes once again? Or what would it feel like if you're walking down the beach feeling like a teenager in love again? It could be possible for you. If you want to get this free relationship revitalizer call, as I mentioned, just go to nicolabeer.com/apply or below, click right now. Click on the link below because places are very limited. So how can this call help you? You'll watch your energy rapidly increase as you release built up resentment, insecurities and doubts. So you start on a fresh new ground. You'll start talking together and having meaningful deep conversations without worrying about getting into an argument. You'll start feeling more alive and happy, taking steps and actions towards what you want. If you no longer want to be stuck in limbo, staying uncertain or waiting for things to get better, then you have this option to jump on a call. If your relationship is not feeling right now, if it's not feeling good, then this could be the best 30 minutes you ever make. Getting yourself clarity around what steps you can take to fix your relationship or move in a positive direction that's helping you move towards love and happiness. Now, if you're in a relationship with someone who may not feel comfortable with outside support, or they have already told you it's over and checked out, you're welcome to come on this call on your own without your partner. That's absolutely fine. I work with people like that all the time, and they have great results doing the program and the RRR process on their own. And some come to the call alone and then explain it to their partner and ask them to watch the webinar, and they can book their own call if they want to join. Or you can both come together on the call, and that's amazingly fine too. We can all speak together on that call and discuss ways to get out of the not so good feeling between you and how to get into that much better place. So just go right below, click that button, or go to nicolabeer.com/apply, and I will speak to you on your call. If you have any other questions for me, save those questions, write them down and bring them to that call after you book it in. Really looking forward to speaking to you if you feel ready to take that step. And if what I've shared with you today has resonated with you, from my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Wishing you love, happiness, and peace. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.